Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spend time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Living Free, Reigning with Freedom When Surrounded by Enemies. Today's topic is living free from the snare of your words. I'm guessing we've all been caught up in the things that we've said, whether it's been verbally, whether it's been written out, shared online, sent in a letter. Our words have a way of haunting us at times. I write in the devotional that as much as we might want to at times, it is impossible to, quote, unspeak a spoken word. Once it's out there, there's no bringing it back. And yet the Bible talks about how we can live free from the snare, from the entrapment of our words. I was going to say the simplest way, but it really isn't that easy, is to put a guard over the things that we say, things that we post, the things that we share. To filter everything through God's Spirit, through the whatever is good and noble and right and praiseworthy. To think on those things, because as we think on those things, it changes our words. Our words come out of our mind. Our mind develops our thoughts. The thoughts that we allow to linger will eventually make their way out. And so the most basic way to be free from the snare of our words is to practice self-control, self-discipline, to practice spending time with God and His Word and allow His Spirit to guard. Our words. But fortunately, God recognizes that we don't do that perfectly. Sometimes it seems like there are those that don't do that at all. There are probably times it seems like we don't do that at all. And so God writes and He says that if our words have been inappropriate, then go as quickly as we can to the one that we've offended, the one that we've spoken in a wrong manner, with wrong words and a wrong tone, whatever it was. Go as quickly as we can and seek to make things right. To go in humility and admit that your words were not what they should have been. To seek forgiveness, to seek restoration, to make amends for your words. Newspapers used to do that. I'm suspecting it still happens occasionally. But there would be an almost regular column of retractions of things that they had printed that was discovered not to be factual. Could you imagine if the news media today, whether it was print, online, television broadcast, if they would set aside time each day for retractions, for making known that which was reported that wasn't fully accurate. Perhaps that would change the effort put into accurate stories to begin with. But we've become such a culture of having to have information. And so many of the news channels that exist, their slogans revolve around first, fast. One of the local ones uses the phrase first, fast, and accurate, but in watching them, I don't think that they put as much emphasis on the accurate as they do the first and the fast. But it seems to be business as usual. It's not that they're an exception. And it's easy to point fingers at the media, at those other people. What would happen if we had to spend the end of our day, every day, with some sort of revelation of every word that we've spoken, every word that we've shared, every post that we've put on social media, every meme that we've shared with someone else? And those were all stacked up, and God says, before you go to bed tonight, you need to make a retraction for everything that you've said today that wasn't fully accurate. There might be days we don't go to bed at all. But if we were to balance the book, so to speak, on our words every day, would that change the level of self-discipline, the level of self-control that we use in what we share? Knowing that we've got to make it right before the day's out? It's so easy to see a social media post that we agree with that appears to have legitimate sources, but because we agree with it, we share it. Only later to find out it was completely made up. One of my favorite memes on social media is an image of Abraham Lincoln. And the wording on this image says that 96% of statistics on the internet are made up. Quote, Abraham Lincoln. And to me, it's so hilarious because it obviously one of those made up statistics. And whatever the number is, really is irrelevant. The fact is, it's a medium that allows us to say whatever we want. And have it taken by some as fact. Early in this COVID-19 era, as I would walk in the community, there was an individual on our typical walking path with a bumper sticker, an emblem on their vehicle that said they were a certified Facebook COVID-19 or coronavirus expert. And there are a lot of those. I don't know how certified they are, but a lot of those on social media that believe they're an expert or believe their expert knows more than the next expert. And as I've said at different times in these broadcasts, that adds such an element of confusion to how we ought to live. Because so much is unknown. Because so much is being researched and studied and trying to be figured out. in order to be first and fast, information is just spewed out whether it's accurate or not. Just in case. But rarely is it ever walked back. We've seen it in regards to whether you ought to wear a mask or not. Whether a person with symptoms or without symptoms is contagious or not. And because experts will say it one way and then change their mind, sometimes because of pressure, I believe, sometimes because research has proven them wrong. But there are still experts that hold fast to what their beginning statement was, that are just as credentialed, and so we have to wrestle with which group of experts is actually right. And I don't have an answer for that. But it's so easy to look at them and to point our fingers and say, they're lying to us. They're not being factual. They're twisting the numbers. Statistics is a fun area to work in. Because I can prove anything depending on which numbers I present and which ones I leave out. And it feels like that's how the statistical field in our culture has developed. I'll see statistics being posted on social media and I'll dig into them and say, well, this isn't even accurate. The numbers are true, but it's presented in such a way that it's very misleading. But how about your words and my words? How often are the things that I say and that I post and that I share, how often are the things that you say, that you post, that you share, misleading as well? They lose their accuracy because, well, they're not really designed to be truthful. They're designed to try to prove you're right. You see, there is a difference. Being truthful isn't so concerned about whether I'm right or not. It's concerned about being true. So today, as we pray, as we consider what it means to live free from the snare of our words, as we gaze into the perfect law of God which gives freedom, we recognize that He gives us a way out. That when we fail to guard our words, He says, humble yourself and admit it. Admit it to those who have heard those words. Admit it to those you've spoken to. And He says, don't seek reconciliation on your terms. You're the one that was wrong. Go to those that you've misrepresented the truth and seek restoration on their terms. That's the humility that says, my words were hurtful. My words were not truthful. My words were perhaps truthful, but designed to hurt. You see, being truthful isn't the only criteria God expects from the words we use. He says our words ought to be that which builds up others, that benefits them, the hearer, according to their needs. You see, the instructions God gives us on our words are meant for the good of others as well as for our own good. And when we gaze into God's perfect law, which gives freedom, we discover how to avoid the snare of our words. And we discover how to be set free from that snare once we've stepped into it. As we pray today, spend time considering how often you find yourself trapped by the words you use. And then ask God to help you to make things right. And then to help you avoid those traps in the future. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you so much that you are a God that has freed us from the snare of our words. You've given us instruction on how to avoid that trap by using words that are good and helpful and honest and benefit the hearer. And you've also given us instructions and how to open and release ourselves from that snare once we've stepped into it. By humbling ourselves and going to the one that we've wronged in our words. And seeking reconciliation, seeking things to be made right according to their terms. Father, today, help us to examine fully the words that we use and how we use them. May we hear the words that we say from the perspective of someone else. And Father, as we listen to the words of others, of social media, of news media, of the people around us, may we not get caught in the snare of their words either. May we be free from that snare by gazing into your perfect law and finding absolute full truth. Father, I pray that as your children, we would learn to get along. That we would be not so quick to jump on sides of any issue. Short of being quick to jump on your side. Father, especially in this era of so much uncertainty and our need as people to be certain in an uncertain world. It's so easy to come to a conclusion that will eventually be discovered to not be right. And I pray especially regarding the COVID-19 virus that we would be more open to listening. To experts from every opinion that are truly credentialed and know what they're talking about. We would see beyond the fake masks that are put on. It's so easy to pass yourself off as an expert when you're not. But for those that truly are and have a different opinion and approach on not only what's happening but what we ought to do with it, may we not choose sides in a way that divides us from one another. Obviously, we have to choose sides on which practice we choose to live by, but may those choices not divide us. May we continually learn, even after we've concluded how we believe we ought to live in the midst of this COVID-19. May we continually learn so that if there's a better way, we would change. Father, not get so caught up in the snare of our words. So often we find ourselves saying, I will not do that, and eventually having to. Father, may, as James tells us, may we be slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to become angry. As we practice that, may we be set free from the trap, of speaking without thinking. Oh, Father, today, as we are set free from the snare of our words, as we seek reconciliation with those that our words have harmed, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do. May it be His words that are a light unto our path, a lamp to our feet, that guide us in what we do and how we do it. And as we lift up Him, may many be drawn to Him today. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.